We're welcoming in the head coach of West Frankfort's boys golf, Mike Karoski. Coach, thanks for taking the time with us.
Hey, nice to be here.
You know, before we get started, my buddy down the hall, Kent Zimmer, I was talking with him, and he said to make sure I tell you hi, because he actually played with you back when he was playing golf in high school.
Yeah, Kent was on my first team the first year I started, and we ended up finishing fifth in the state that year. We had some fun, you know, and that was certainly a special team, and I like staying in contact with those guys. And Kent's you know, we run into Kent quite a bit. So you tell him I said hello.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an exciting few weeks for high school golf. I talked with Ben's Reggie Norman a few weeks ago, right before the season began, and I said, you know, golf is going to probably come into the foreground and take a spotlight that it really hasn't ever really had at the local level. And really, it's been the focus, especially for me, on all my sportscasts and everything. But it's been the focus and really taken the local level by storm, since that's the main sport that we're looking at, and it's day in, day out. A lot of stars really starting to come out and be born out there on the green just because of that extra exposure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, everybody was just, you know, is wanting sports back, you know, so bad. And, you know, of course, unfortunately, with football and volleyball, they had to push into the spring. So, you know, everybody was kind of on pins and needles there. You know, even end of July, I was hearing bits and pieces that there wouldn't be a fall season at all. You know, everybody's kind of worried. And then when it come out that, you know, there was going to be some type of an abbreviated season, we express a little bit of sigh of relief there, because it was kind of give and take for most of the summer what was going to happen.
How have things been different out there on the green and the fairway for you? You know, IHSA's new guidelines, obviously distancing, but that already happens in golf. And from what I understand, the masks have to be up except for when you're taking a shot. So that doesn't really change things too much. How have they been different and making a difference from, say, last year to this year?
Well, again, like you said, you know, we've got a lot of guidelines and precautions we have to take, and I think just knowing that in the back of everybody's mind is kind of a little bit unsettling. But you know, the kids have probably adjusted better than us old guys. You know, they're wearing the mask during the round when it's, you know, our last couple of matches have been 95 degrees where a match is going on. That's pretty tough, you know, but. You know, like I stressed to him yesterday, I said, we either do this, we jump through the hoops, or we risk not having a season. So the kids have adjusted pretty well with it, you know, and it's doing the temperature checks at the beginning of practice. And, you know, they just kind of tell you, hey, this is just a new routine, and it may be like this for quite some time. So I think the kids have adjusted better than us old guys. You know, I've been at this for 30 years, and I've made comments, you know, this is something that you know, I've never had to go through certainly before. You know, we're riding a 74-passenger bus now for six kids, which is something we've never had to do because we've always had the mini bus. But because of the social distancing now, that doesn't work. So, you know, we just had to make some changes. But I've been really proud of the kids because they stepped up, and even with all this stuff facing us, they just went on and took care of business.
We were talking before we started the interview, and, you know, your team has been so on point up to this point in the season, just a few weeks in, but you're already 5-1, and that one comes a second place, I guess you could call it, loss to Carbondale, but it was a tiebreaker on the sixth golfer.
Yeah, that's something, because I've been at this for a long time, and I think maybe that's happened twice in my, you know, 27 years of doing this, of going to a sixth score. But yeah, we were both at 162 with four scores, so you go to the fifth score, and our number five was a 47, Carbondale was a 47, and then you go to the next score, and they had a 47, and our guy had a 50. So, you know, that's kind of unusual to have to go that far. But, you know, we talked about it afterwards, and I told the kids, I said, you know, you may think that you're out of the mix and your score's not going to count, and here's an example that every stroke mattered. So I think we learned from that. But you know, 162 at Hickory Ridge, you know, that's a pretty good score. We'll certainly take that.
Absolutely. Well, Tyson Elko's been front and center for the team. He's medaled, I believe, three times for you guys. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but he's had a really good career for the Redbirds, two trips to state and several other accolades. When you consider all that he's done so far, how has his game developed, and what makes him primed for an even bigger year in his senior year?
Well, he's hungry, for one. You know, last year he went to state, and they come up last year with that cut where, you know, you had to make the cut after the first day, and a lot of people wasn't happy with that, and including myself, because I think, you know, when you make it to state, that's the pinnacle, and you know, once you're there, the kids should get the full experience of that, and he came up a little short. So he's hungry. I mean, he's got a lot of goals set for him this year. He's had a really good summer, been playing well. He's been red hot. Like you said, the first three matches he was medalist or co-medalist, and has been playing really well. And, you know, probably the biggest thing for him, you know, when he first started out his freshman, sophomore year, he didn't hit the ball, you know, as long as what some of the other players that he was playing against. But I remind him, you know, you're going against seniors, and you're going to get bigger and stronger, which he did. And, you know, he's so accurate off the tee, so he doesn't get himself in trouble. And his short game has really improved this year. And we've talked about, you know, last year I talked with him about being more aggressive and not trying to just make par. Let's go to the extra now and see how many birdies we can make. So he's been more of an attack mode this year, and I think it's really helped his mindset.
Talking about, you know, the fall sports that kind of had to be moved to the spring because of COVID and IHSA making that decision, you know, a lot of athletes, not a lot to do right now. Have you had any football or boys soccer players come to you and say, hey, I want to join the team, just do something and fill my time?
We've got one out for the team right now that's ordinarily a football guy, and it was kind of that. I mean, it was, hey, looking for something to do. And we had AJ here last night, and their number two guy who shot a 40 is actually their starting quarterback. And their coach was saying, you know, he was just really, really happy that he came back out. He said he played as a freshman and was a pretty good player and thought he had a lot of potential, and then got into football, and he's become a star quarterback down there, and, you know, now he's helping for golf. So I think you're seeing that. I said, we've got one player, and I know some of the other coaches I've talked to have picked up one or two because kids are just, you know, wanting to do something. So, you know, some of these kids, you know, with the four seasons now are going to hopefully take advantage of that.
You know, what's the message for guys like that? Like you said, you have one on your roster. Golf's obviously really no cakewalk. You know, once you get into it, you're like, oh, there's actual skills that I don't have that I've neglected because I've been in a different sport. What's the message that you're giving guys like that?
Well, and you know, first of all, you know, mine was, you know, are you really serious at doing this, or are you just doing this to come out here with the guys? And, you know, they had to kind of show me that, no, I want to be here and I want to improve. And, you know, that's what we're looking at, especially this individual's a junior. So, you know, if we're just seeing what kind of improvement he can make and what his work ethic's going to be. And he's kind of trying to prove to me that this is something he wants to do. You know, the big thing is I think he just wants to be a part of the team, and that's the big thing. Is this is pretty a close-knit bunch, and I think he just wants to be part of it and be out and be active, and you know, kudos to him.
You're talking about sitting on pins and needles waiting to find out, are you going to have a season? Well, you found that out a few months ago, and now this week you find out there will be a sort of postseason. It'll just be basically a regional, but you'll get that 1 week. They say probably events happening on October 24th. Was that a relief this week to be able to hear there is going to be some sort of postseason at least?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, early on, you know, and I didn't want to bring it up to my kids' attention, but, you know, that's coaches' mix was talking, you know, your postseason is kind of what your goal is, you know, and we talked about that at the beginning of the season, that we wanted to win all of our matches at home to protect our home course. We would really like to contend for a conference tournament championship this year. And then we certainly want to get back, you know, to state. And, you know, back of your mind as a coach, knowing, hey, there may not be a state, you know, how do you keep these kids interested and where there's some type of incentive? So now we have that. So at least there's going to be some type of a climax to the year. Even though it's going to be more of a regional setup, there's going to be, you know, something that they can kind of hang their hat on.
Do you like the way that they've set it up where it's just going to be 1 week, one event, and then that's it?
Well, you know, again, it's I'd certainly rather have the whole nine yards going to Bloomington and having a two-day event and all that, but at least it's something. I mean, it could very easily have been no season, or it could very easily have been, you know, you've got your matches and then there's nothing else, and then it kind of turns into more like an intramural league. So, you know, at least there's something that they can shoot for. And, you know, there'll be an asterisk next to it, you know, who knows. But we're still trying to check on the dates. I've heard all kind of different dates going on that. And but I don't know if it's, you know, going to be I'm still looking at dates. The dates, in fact, I've got it right here just now. I've been in contact with IHSA. Boys is going to be – golf is going to be October 6th. I'm reading this from the IHSA from Kirk Gibson right here. So you get it first.
All right. Well,
October 6th for the boys and October 7th for the girls.
There you go. That's the breaking news right there.
There you go. You got the first news story.
When you take a look at the other competitors in your class in the region, if that event were to take place today, how much do you like your team? Based on the results that I have, I've got you in the averaging about low 160s for your average on strokes per event. Because as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Redbirds have been one of, if not the most successful teams up to this point in the season. How much do you like your team at this point in the season?
Well, like I said, we've got five solid. We're still looking for the six. We've had three different guys play the number six spot. But, you know, last night really showed that I was kind of wondering, do I have four guys here or do I have a fifth? And my five last night pulled us out of the fire. I mean, he comes in with a 41. He had started the year with a 39, the first match of the year. And in the last couple, he's kind of stubbed his toe. And so, you know, and that's what I try to convey to the guys. Here, you know, you've got five guys here that you can count on. And in the teams that we've had that's been successful over the years, that's what you had to have. And you know, Tyson Elko is certainly our workhorse. But there's a tremendous amount of pressure that he puts on himself where he thinks, hey, I've got to go out and shoot low. And he kind of had to do that last year. And now he's seeing, especially last night, hey, I don't have to go out and shoot 36, 37 every night because I've got some other guys that can help me up, you know, out if I need it. And we had that last night. So I really like our top five because, like I said before, I think any one of them can be medalist at any night. And, you know, I like our chances. We're going to simply, you know, hopefully just continue to improve and, you know, try to get better as far as course management. I want us to try to get better on our home course as opposed to on the road. Right now, it seems like we play better on the road than we do our home course. So we've got to improve on that.
Well, Coach, you'll have plenty of time to work on that. I know you've got a few extra days now to rest up for your next meet. And so I know you'll be out on the course a whole bunch trying to get used to that course more for your guys. I want to thank you so much for your time. I know, especially with you being an educator and remote learning, it's that much more tough this year. And so your time is really appreciated, Coach.
Well, hey, I appreciate you having me on, and thanks for all the coverage you guys are giving us.
Coach Mike Kurowski, thank you again, Coach.
Okay, buddy. Hey, appreciate it.